Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuster. Joining us today is our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Happy New Year, Rob Schuster. We still do that, right? Like, this is the cutoff. Where's the cutoff for the Happy New Year?
Yes, keep on going. This is our first show since the New Year. So happy New Year. We've got a ton of gossip. The New Year is starting off with a celebrity bang. So let's get to it. What time is it, Garrett?
Tea time. 2021.
Oh, I like that. The sounds just right. So the lead story of our show, a big exclusive. Blake and Gwen are not inviting the stars from The Voice to their wedding. So sources tell me it's going to be a small ceremony in Oklahoma at their ranch. And it's just going to be close family and friends. Before the pandemic, the couple were talking about having a wedding in LA and another one in Oklahoma. Now the wedding in LA has been scrapped. Although down the road, hopefully when we're safe again, we can go out again. They might throw a party in LA in a few months, 6-7 months, maybe even, for all their celebrity friends. Where are you on this, Garrett?
You know what? I'm okay with it, you know? And plus, let's talk about the real part here. This is both their second marriage. Yes. You know what I mean? It's not like if this was their first wedding, you kind of like, come on, big bang. Mm. But they've been through this before, so it's not that magical moment. Yes, they're in love, but they've already had those big weddings. And I think whoever has been through a wedding, Rob Schuster, you included and myself, you go, we should have scaled back after the fact. So, and plus, there's so many coaches on The Voice, that would be the entire guest list.
You're right, there's so many. You've got to invite plus one, too. You can't just invite Adam Levine and not his wife. Maybe you can do that with Kelly Clarkson, now she's getting divorced, but it's very, very tricky, isn't it? Do you just invite the coaches on The Voice that are on this season, or do you have to go back? Do I have to invite CeeLo Green? That's my point.
If you had to do that, expect a cash bar at that point, because it's way too many people to pay for their alcohol. I mean,
after your wedding, it might be a little bit too personal, but we're friends here. Are there some people that you wish you hadn't invited? Some people you wish you had?
100%. You look at you go back, and the worst part is it's all captured in video and pictures. And you go, I get it. Like, in the moment, you know what it is? Like, once you're around wedding time, and I'm sure you can relate to, Rob Schuster, you just get in that mode of like, you know what? You're close to me in my life, and one of the most
best friends,
magical parts of my life right now. You know, you live on the same floor as I do in my building. Yes, of course, come. And, you know, you don't realize it, but within the year or two, you're moving out of that building, and you're pretty much, they're out of your life forever. Mm-hmm. I mean,
same with people you work with, people that you work with. I used to work in a PR office for over a decade, and the person in the office next to me, Susan, I adored. We had lunch together every day at 1 o'clock. We went for Starbucks at 4. I adored her. After I left that job, Susan and I are still friends, don't get me wrong, but she's not a part of my life like she once was. Bruce and I had a really small wedding. It was really, really tiny. In total, I think it was 60 people, which is really only 30 people each. With a plus one, it's sort of about 15 each. I loved it. And even now, when I look in my wedding album, which I occasionally do, and it really brings back lovely, lovely memories, there's a few of the 60 that could get the chop. Like, I didn't need 60. That was, for me, a big wedding. How big was your wedding, Garrett?
It was about 200 people.
Ooh.
But you got to think. I'm from, you know, we've learned from places like the Jersey Shore and Sopranos, from Staten Island, yes, which is just a lot of family. So yes, of course. And you got to think, looking back at it now, like big weddings like that, could you ever see yourself going to a big wedding like that ever again?
I don't. I couldn't see myself going to a religious service for 200 people. At least the barn is closing out sale. There was probably 200 people there, and it's way, way, way too many. How are you about celebrities too? Because Blake and Gwen are very famous themselves. There's no denying that. But I didn't want anybody at my wedding that was famous because of what I do for a living and what Bruce does. Bruce is a songwriter. We do know a few famous people. I'm really, really happy to say we didn't have anybody famous at our wedding. Would you you light someone famous at your wedding?
Well, I tried, and I was very close to having Ed Sheeran perform. And yes, this was before Ed Sheeran was the massive global superstar that he was. He was the guy. He had one song out, and of course, it was the perfect wedding song. Mm. And I sat down for an interview for him, and I pitched him this idea, and he said, "Well, he goes, yeah, just pay for my flight and make sure I get some dinner, and definitely." Wow. So I checked out the schedule, yeah, made it all happen, and then it got shut down by the label. They're like, "Oh, he has an off date." I'm like, right, "That's the whole point. That's why you said he would do it. He had an off date."
Right. Right.
Not so more my friends, but more for the moment. You know what I mean? Where it wasn't like he was just hanging out all night and partying.
But then you can't get rid of him. You can't just make him sing your song
exit. Stage left. Exit stage left. I'll hit the buzzer just like on X Factor. Okay, bye-bye. Time's up.
It's terrible, isn't it? What do you think about this? I'm so curious. If you could have a celebrity at your wedding, I know you're all going to say yes. We all want Michael Bublé singing at our wedding, but what do you do after he sings the song? Do you have to sit him at the table with your mom? Think about it. Just think it through. If there's a big star at your wedding, isn't your entire family, your Aunt Ethel, Sister Betty, aren't they going to be focused on that celebrity all night and not you? My goodness, if my mother, she loves Johnny Mathis, you know, she loves him, Shirley Bassey, or Tina Turner, my brother loves Tina Turner. If Tina Turner had come to my wedding, my brother Douglas would have bothered her all night long and not even looked at me. So think about
Douglas
it.
Douglas is like that. It's Douglas is like that. He's that type of guy. Douglas. I've never been that big a fan of Douglas.
Well, he's a nice guy, but he does love Tina Turner. And so what do you think? The stars of The Voice have not been invited to Blake and Gwen's wedding. It's going to be a very small one. Is this the right decision or the wrong decision? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, what are you working on there?
All right. Well, it is the new year, which means we have goals. We have New Year's resolutions. Most that probably have already been broken, even though we're like 4 minutes into the new year. But James Corden, the new spokesperson for Weight Watchers. Oh. And he just posted a video on their YouTube page, pretty much just saying, "I've realized every year for the past decade, I've told myself and anyone who would listen that I'm going to diet as I eat everything in the refrigerator in December, because I know I'm going to start in January, and it's never happened." Mm. And of course, he went to Weight Watchers and said, "Please help us," or as the cool people call it, WW. WW.
I thought that was Wonder Woman, but there you go.
well, that's a whole nother story right there.
Maybe Oprah is Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah, she is. So they're giving away $100,000 free 3-month digital memberships to people who want to just try to lose some weight. Because of the financial hardships. But it's interesting too, because aside from Weight Watchers, and something we've all been through, I mean, you've done a great job of just literally walking and losing all your weight. But James Corden, I was hearing from some friends though, he's missing home a little bit, and he could be walking away from his late night show sooner than later.
I know. We talked about it a little bit, I think, on Friday's show. He is homesick. He's British. And it's the children, he said. It's his children that are away from his mom and dad, their grandparents, that he finds so upsetting. But I don't think I can remember a man being the spokesperson before Monica Lewinsky did it. I think Jessica Simpson did it as well. Also, and to Oprah. Kate Hudson. Oprah, too. Oprah co-owns the company. I hit the phones, and I was like, what is going on here? And it's so interesting. James, Harry and Meghan, yes, Prince Harry and Meghan and Oprah are part of this little circle in LA. That's their little sort of group. In fact, on Harry and Meghan's first podcast, guess who one of the stars is? James Corden. So he's got very, very close with Harry and Meghan. We know they're close with Oprah. It feels like this is the new sort of power squad. Forget Taylor Swift. This is this power squad in LA. I think it's a really, really good idea. I also too love why he's doing it. It's not to look skinny, it's to feel healthy. I've lost about 60 pounds during the pandemic, and I've done it by walking. Honestly, not Weight Watchers. I've not done that. I've just walked every day, even in the rain. I force myself to do it, and I've lost the weight. How are you about your body, Garrett? Do you wish you could lose a little, gain a little?
Of course. I think we all wish we could lose a little, no matter where we're at in life. But, you know, maybe over a year and a half ago, I got just I don't know, it just clicked for me. And I guess that's what happens for a lot of people. Like when you want to lose weight or just do anything in life, it clicks. Mm. Like everybody waits for that sign. But for some reason, it just clicked for me where I was like, a year and a half ago, I would have hated those people on social media that was like, oh, posting another picture at the gym, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I became that guy, the guy I hated, but for good reason. You know, it got me in better shape and healthier. And so it's weird. Like people go, hey, what is it? What are you doing?
What's the secret?
There really isn't no secret. It just has to click for you at that right time and moment.
Exactly. It's not as if I just discovered walking 6 months ago. Like I've walked all my life. Like I know how to walk. It just hadn't clicked. I wasn't mentally ready for it. I had to make it a priority. And I say that all the time. Don't say to people, you're too busy. That's not true. Tell yourself the truth and say it's not a priority. So if somebody asks me to do something that I don't want to do, I'm always like, oh, I'm too busy. Now I tell at least myself the truth, which is I don't really want to meet them. It's not a priority. Suddenly, losing a little weight became a priority and everything changed. Let's move along. So Zach Clark, he's the guy who got the final rose from The Bachelorette. He's talking about staying sober and how tricky it could have been on the show. We've seen that show. There's a lot of alcohol all over the place. He said the producers went out of their way to make sure whenever there was drinking champagne, there was also apple cider, including when he said won, which is an odd word, but I guess it is a competition. He finally got the very last rose. They always toast it with champagne. With him, they had apple cider. He said the following. I thought it was so interesting. He knew the girl, Tayshia, was interested in him when she got to one of the final rounds. There's about five or six guys left. And they came out with a tray of champagne after she made her selections with just one apple cider on it. And Tayshia said, no, I want an apple cider too. Oh,
wow.
How are you about people around people that don't drink? I have a friend that's a vegetarian, and I'm always a little cautious when I have dinner with her not to order steak.
Well, you know what? When it comes to drinking, Rob Shooter, like I will be very like if they're cool. If you are sober, you speak up and you go, you know what? Go ahead, by all means, please, thank you, but you know, enjoy. I'm very cautious. Now, when it comes to a vegan, by all means, give me all the meat. All right, I'm sorry, I can't. That's where the line is crossed for me. I cannot do it. I'm not doing it. I know I'm a bad person for it, but I cannot do it. I'm sorry.
Do you ask if you had dinner with a vegetarian or vegan, you're like, are you okay if I get the steak? Or no, you just get it.
No. I just go like, but I'm not going to be like, oh, that's disgusting what you're ordering, even though it's like some plant-based thing. That's on them.
I have friends who are recovering alcoholics, and I'm really cautious about it, and it makes me actually more uncomfortable than them. We don't go to Bottina's, my favorite little bar in Chelsea, for drinks. We go to like Starbucks or a coffee shop, or I meet them at lunchtime. I know I probably shouldn't do this, but I do tread so carefully around with
I get that, and that's the right thing to do. You know, it's interesting though, because on a show like The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, where you know alcohol is pretty much the baseline of the entire relationship, you know, especially for the cameras at least, and for the drama. So it's interesting to see a different side of The Bachelorette and Bachelor that made the show that we won't see. You know what I mean? They're not going to be like, oh, they're drinking non-alcoholic drinks.
Right. Yeah, I liked it. It was a side of the show I didn't really think about. I know for a fact when Luann on The Housewives went to AA, she got arrested. They didn't exactly stop the drinks pouring on that show. So
no,
it really
not at all.
Is lovely to see them do this. Blake Shelton's in a little bit of trouble. What's going on with him? What's he up to?
All right. So we were talking about the wedding and, you know, with Gwen Stefani, but now we're talking about music. Ooh. So he debuted a new song titled Minimum Wage. And, you know, while, let's face it, everybody in the country is still going through a struggle amid coronavirus right now. But there's a lyric in the song that says, girl, your love can make a man feel rich on minimum wage. Mm. And a lot of people online didn't sit well with it. Mm. You know, they're calling it tone deaf. You know, knowing country, though, I get where he's coming from. I think this is one of those situations, Rob, where it's one of those bad timing.
Yeah, because these songs are not just put out in 10 minutes. It's not like a podcast where you record it the morning of and then release it. It's months in the process. And I don't think Blake wrote this song. He does write some of his own songs, but not this one. But it is still, it's a beautiful put together lyric if you look at the craft of it. Minimum and rich and poor, all that sort of, the metaphors of it is really beautiful. It's very, very nice. But the tone of it does feel a little off. Also, too, the fact that a multimillionaire is singing it to another multimillionaire.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. But, yeah. You know, if you just strip it down for the song and country music in general, where you look at it where it's like, it's about dirt bikes, it's about beer, you know, it's about love, it's about your dog, you know, it's all about simple things in life where, you know, love, right. The simplest of all things.
Most pop songs are about love, aren't they? And so I don't know about this one. I think it's a little
I think it's bad timing. You put this song out about 12 months ago, right. You're fine.
Absolutely right. But isn't life always about timing, darling? We're going to take a quick break here talking about timing, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel. Garrett, yes. Let's get to the polls. Bum, da, da, da. Bum, 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 bum. So on Friday's show, we talked about Jennifer Lopez is planning to come out with a Christmas special this year, 2021. However, do you know who else is having another Christmas special? Her nemesis, Mariah Carey. These two, the drama between them.
It's never going to end.
So we asked, who's the queen of Christmas? Is it Jennifer, J-Lo, or is it Mariah? 88% said Mariah. Mariah is the queen of Christmas.
Smartest people in the world, smartest listeners. I mean,
it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. My husband Bruce wrote a couple of Christmas songs, and it's wild. Every single year, those songs get radio play and sell some extra copies, and it's sort of like almost a guaranteed little bonus that comes every January in the royalty checks. It's not Mariah's song, let me tell you that. She gets a van pull up in January at her apartment with cash. I mean, it's
not just a van, like it's like a tour bus.
A convoy of several of armored cars. Congratulations, Mariah. You are the queen of Christmas. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll about Blake and Gwen and celebrities at their wedding. What do you think? You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes, Zach Braff. We all know him, of course. He's calling his girlfriend the most fun person I know. So it was a very sweet birthday tribute to his girlfriend Florence Pugh on social media. Said, happy birthday to the most fun person I've ever met. And he started with a nice, cute slideshow of pictures, which you could do on your Mac, which... You know, if that's the case, please, I'm going to start giving those out as birthday gifts. You know, I can't believe I get to giggle with you every day. And it was a pleasure that I know you. What a gift to the world it is that you were born. I mean, it is so sweet.
It's sweet.
You might as well just put a cherry on top of it and just call it a sundae.
Eat it up. I also like, too, that he's calling his girlfriend the most fun. Often we hear sexy, hot, glamorous. I like this word. I like it.
Would you take that, though? Like, out of all those things you just said?
Yes, I would rather be fun. If somebody said to me, do you want to be fun and happy or kind or sexy? Oh, I don't know. I would like to. Because I've never really been thought of sexy. So maybe once it would be nice to be thought of as, like, sexy. But no, I'd rather be fun than all those. We love you. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Justin Bieber has put up a not suitable for workish sort of video. For his new music video, he's playing a boxer and he needed all his tattoos covered up. I'm not sure why boxers have tattoos, but it took him over 100 hours. That's right, 100 hours to cover up all his body ink. He had a camera rolling for it. He's just sitting there in his Calvin Klein's showing off. If you look very closely, which of course I did, showing off quite a bulge.
Zoomed in.
Justin, you're our naughty, naughtiest of the day for a good reason, I think. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So most people think acceptance, accepting yourself, is being totally honest with everything that you are. You've got to be honest with who you are. However, acceptance is also about being honest with everything you are not. There's a difference. Does that make sense, Garrett?
No, 100%. I mean, it's you hit the nail right on the head. You're very good at these, Rob Shooter. I don't know if you get these on your walks or where they hit you, but like they just come to you, like, and they make sense. Like for me to, like, if I was to say this, I would have to be like you know, super have one too many drinks, right, or just, you know, but these come off the top of your head very naturally flowing, like, you know, this was meant for you, you know what I mean?
This,
like, these moments were meant for, this is why they call a moment with Rob. They don't call it a moment with Garrett for a reason.
You are, I should put them into a book. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Garrett, we love having you every Monday as you do brighten the start of our week with not just your gossip, with your friendship, and I will say it, you are fun and sexy. There you go. Oh. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. We love those 5 stars.
Yes.
And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.